Now for some of your comments on yesterday's program.
We are the first of several reports comparing the healthcare systems of other wealthy countries. Yesterday, journalist T.R. Reid explained how Japan has achieved universal coverage while spending only half as much as the U.S.
I'm an American living in the Tokyo area, writes James Levick. I was pleased to hear your story on the Japanese healthcare system. It is not a perfect system by any means, but its universal coverage does extend to foreign residents like myself. The thing that surprised me most about my health insurance here is that doctor visits, treatments, and prescriptions for my daughter are completely free until she turns 7.
Peter Cohen of Mashpee, Massachusetts adds this. It sounds like Japan's universal health care system really favors the patient. I'm curious, however, how well does the Japanese system treat people who suffer mental illnesses? My understanding is that mental illness is stigmatized in Japanese society, and I'd like to know more about how their treatment compares to ours.
Many of you sent comments about Michelle's conversation with two men training to be Roman Catholic priests. Orlando Aso is one of the seminarians. He talked about why he decided to enter the priesthood after his mother's death.
I had been working in New York for the Federal Reserve Bank for about 8 years, living a very comfortable bachelor lifestyle. And what happened was when she passed away, she was basically the glue of our family religiously. That made me realize how empty I think my life really was up to that point.
Your conversation reminded me of my own call to the priesthood as a teenager, writes Colleen McGrath of Ruther Glen, Virginia. I had a profound sense of calling I could not ignore. The only problem seemed to be my gender. Many other women have had similar experiences. Of course, I wouldn't expect the Pope to pay attention to what a difficult and rebellious woman would say.
And there was this email from David McConaughey of Glenwood Springs, Colorado. During Michelle's interview, one of the seminary students said, "People have misunderstandings of what celibacy is and what it requires. I was surprised that you didn't follow up on that. What does celibacy mean to a modern Catholic priest? Is masturbation okay? Third base? I was taught in Catholic school, none of the above."
Finally, Marianne Ayako of Watertown, Massachusetts notes this. You ended your interview with two seminarians by saying, "Peace be with you." To this they replied, "And also with you." In my Episcopal church, our rector recently challenged us to think of "peace be with you" as an invitation, not just another way to say hello. What a nice touch.
We'd like to invite you to write to us. Go to npr.org/contact.